Page Reish Mem Gimel. V'achidish on the second paragraph of Beis. V'achidish b'kabbalas ha-toyre b'zeh she'ahava v'ayira b'dibarechad nemru. So the novelty of Kabbalah Satorah was, as you mentioned before, Anoichi and La'ilacha. Anoichi, which represents all the mitzvahs, I'll say all the positive mitzvahs, which are a product, which we perform them as a product of love to Hashem. And La'ilacha, which encompasses all of the lo'isase, all of the prohibitive mitzvahs. We refrain from acting against the will of Hashem out of the fear of Hashem. So there's the love and the fear, and both of these were said b'dibur echad. Anoich and Yilcha were said in one utterance, which only Hashem can do. He says so. The novelty here of Kabbalah HaTorah is that love and fear were said in one utterance. And what does that represent? She'ein ha'avdus shleima ela kasha beiz hamidois mu'uchados yachad. Service of Hashem is not whole unless these two midas, these two emotions are united. Because when they are combined, they are considered two pillars of truth. It is as if the person has a strong foothold. Even though in physical areas these two emotions would seem to contradict one another, love and fear don't really work together, as if they would be opposite powers, similar to fire and water, that one negates the other. Usually the emotion of love negates the emotion of fear, and vice versa. Usually someone who you love is not someone who you fear. And somebody who you fear usually don't love. And this is also when Chazal say that the two together, that the two were said together in one utterance, and Chazal continue that it's something that the human mouth can't speak and the human ear can't hear. That means the deeper meaning of that is that that's something, the fact that the love and fear can coexist. That is something that the physical ear can't comprehend. The physical mouth and ear can't comprehend such a concept. But when it comes to Avodas Hashem, Beis Elu Davke Mesayin Al Dodi, the two of them actually complement each other. But I call you the Shneim Yachad Yashlem. It is only through the two of them together that there is perfection. Chmedi says, as it says in the pasuk, Shirashirim, Doidi Tzach VeOdim. My beloved is Tzach VeOdim. Is I believe it means that he's absolutely clean and red. What does that mean? Tzach umidas hachesed. Tzach refers to the attribute of kindness, the yu ahava, which is love. Adam is a gura, and red is a represents the attribute of gura, yira, which is fear. Shneim v'yachad im hashlemus amitis, the two of them together are the true wholeness.
Pink.
Huh?
Pink.
Right. Amarum hazin in zeh v'pasuk. This concept is alluded to in the pasuk. Ata reis aladas. You have seen the das to the point of knowledge. Ki Hashem hu elokim, that Hashem is the God. Einoid melvadoi. There is no one besides him. The kabbalas al Torah, meaning at kabbalas Torah, rov ladas, when Yisrael came to the realization, ki ahava v'yira b'dibur echad nemru, that love and fear are said in one utterance. In this gala, and it was revealed ki havaya, that havaya, Hashem's name havaya, hamur al chesed, which represents kindness, shemid zahava, which is the attribute of love. Hu ha'alakim, that the havaya itself is alakim, hamur al din, which represents justice. Midas ha'gvura, the attribute of gvura, shu'ishi ha'yira, which is fear. V'ayinu ha'ach, and that they are all one. At Atarez Ladas, we came to the realization, ki Hashem, that ki havaya hu alakim, that havaya and alakim is all one. V'yizach dusan, and specifically when they come together, he shleimus avdus, that is the totality of service of Hashem. And that is the understanding of the continuation of that pasuk. You should know today, and you should take to your heart, Hashem hu elikim, Hashem is elikim, and the heavens above, that these two midos, Ahav and Yira, are all one. And this is what we can say also in the pasuk, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, meaning Havai Velikim, Havai and Elokeinu, both Chesed and Din, Havai Echad is all one God. Ahav Yira Echadim, Shneim Yachdav, Shneim Zavav, Avodas Hashem, two of them together represented the perfection of Avodas Hashem, Al Yodam Tiskoinen Yitzivus Ruchnis, and through them one can establish a spiritual standing. Yes, the Farish Lez Mama Chazal, we can explain with this the words of Chazal, Ein Avos Ela Shlosha. Chazal say that there are only three Avos, three patriarchs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Amidus El Chesed, Ahava. Avram represents the attribute of kindness and love. Yitzchak, Amidus El Gvura, Yira. Yitzchak represents the midah of Gvura and fear. And may Arizal Yisa, from the Arizal it is brought, She'inyin Akeda, that the concept of the Akeda, Hoyla Akid Amidus Avram, Yitzchak, Amidus Yitzchak, Avram, was to tie together the attribute of Avram with Yitzchak, and the attribute of Yitzchak with Avram. That's why Avram had to do an act of Gvura. It wasn't the act of, it was the opposite of the act of Chesed. And Yitzchak, on the other hand, had to forfeit himself. That was the whole, he represented Gvura. He was totally forfeiting himself, sacrificing himself.
What? That was the Ava that he had to
what?
Give.
Yitzchak had to forfeit himself. That was he represented Gvura by forfeiting himself. He was
Gvura is his natural.
Right.
So, aren't they saying?
Right, but by forfeiting that, forfeiting his entire being, which represented Gvura.
It's Ava.
What?
The forfeit of the Gvura,
right.
Is
that? Right.
Yeah.
So it was Avram forfeiting his midah, Yitzchak forfeiting his midah. Ida is Achdu Yachad Midas Chesed VaGvura. Through that, the two of them, Chesed and Gevurah, came together. Hainu Ahava Yira, which is love and fear. As Yachal Losses Mehem Yaakov, only then was Yaakov able to come emerge from them. Shuvaya Bechira Avos, he was the chosen of the Avos, Midas Tiferes, the mid of Tiferes, which Tiferes is Shumachodam by Beza Midas Yachad, that these two Midas unite together. That's why by the Akedah it says twice, by Yelchu Shneim Yachdav, that the two of them walked together. The Pamarishim, the first time is Achid Avram and Midas Yitzchak. First time Avram united with the Mid of Yitzchak at Hanu Yira. That's why it says, Ki Atu Yadati Ki Reya Lekim Ato. That's why it says after the Akedah, the Hashem said to Avram, now I know that you fear Hashem. Right? It was only after the Akedah that Avram's Yira was revealed. Until now, the mid of Avram was Chesed, which is love. After his mid of Yira, now Avram was able to grasp the mid of Yira. With Pamashenis, the second time, Isachid Yitzchok mid of Avram. That's when Yitzchok was able to connect to the mid of Avram, the Ainu Ahav, which is love. That's why it says afterwards, it says immediately after the Akedah that they were notified that Rivka was born. As soon as Yitzchak was befitting that Yaakov should emerge from him, which was only after Yitzchak was able to connect to the Midah of Ahava, know the Bazuga, that is when his match was born. Okay, Nikru Avos, that's why they are called Avos. Shebeis Kalalusam Yachdav, that through the combination of them together, Asigim Yitzivus Bavit Hashem, we can achieve our standing and our consistency in our Avodas Hashem. Meaning they are our direction of Avodas Hashem. That's why they're called our Avodas. But remember this Tanchuma Parshas Re'ei, this week's Parsha. The Pasuk Aser to Aser. The Pasuk says that you should take off Maaser. Isa. The Medrash says, Zesham Rakos, this is what the Pasuk says. Le'isiro le'vesu misholek, ki chol vesa lo v'shani. The Pasuk in Eishas Chayil. She does not fear snow in her house, because her whole house is covered with
silk.
Usually shanim is red silk. Okay, Chesgi Amar. So the Medrash continues. Chesgi says, "Mishpat Rishonim began in Yid Beis Chadash." The judgment of the wicked in Gehenim is 12 months. Shish Chadashim Chama, 6 months in heat. Shish Chadashim Tzina, 6 months in the freezer. Over shell again in snow. Cool. I don't know, we'll find out in a minute. Yochel, this is all the matter speaking. Yochel, I would have thought of Israel, okay, that this applies to the Jews, to the Jewish people as well. Tamalama comes to the Pasuk and says, Loisiro the Vesa Misholik. They have nothing to fear of the snow. Kichol Vesa love Shanim. Because their entire house is enclosed in Shanim. Al Tikri Shanim El Shanayim. Don't call this Shanim, rather call it Shanayim. Which two is it talking about? Mila or Priya? A Jew has Mila and Priya, which is the circumcision, and then the two things you do by a bris. First you cut off the Arla, and then you And you want to cover it? What?
What about the shade then?
Tzitzis is tefillin. Mitzvah of tzitzis is mitzvah of tefillin. Then there's hanek tanik and nosen titain. Then there's hanek tanik. The mitzvah when a person, let's say, eved ivri, free, he's obligated to load the eved with all a bunch of good things. So there it says a double expression, hanek tanik. And it says nosen titain when it talks about giving the poor. It says also a double expression, giving you shall give. Pesach tiftach, which is it says pesach tiftach is yodcha, open you shall open your hand to the poor. Also a double expression. And aset aser, and you should take off miser, also says a double expression, atka. So we are enclothed with shenayim. We're enclothed with doubles. The Mila has two aspects to it, tittus and tefillin, as I'm not connected. And then Hanek Tanek, Nasan Titan, Poseach, Tiftach, Aset, As, which is all referring to Tzedakah. Eden give Tzedakah, Tzitzis and Tefillin, Mila and Priya. We have nothing to be afraid of. That's the Medrash.
Because these things have two aspects to them, we have nothing to be afraid of.
Right, that's, we don't have to be concerned about the being roasted and then frozen.
If you do these things.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, we'll see in a minute. Yes, the Farish. Divrei HaMadrash Api HaOmer. We can explain this Madrash according to what was said. She said that the foundation of Judaism is the Fi'erach Ahava Va'Yirash Yesh B'Yehudi. According to the foundation of the person's active Yiddishkeit is going to be according to the love and the fear that he has of Hashem. And any mitzvah that a person performs without fear and love, like Pachas Leila, the Zohar Kaddish says, does not ascend heavenward. This is what the Medrash says. I'll take the Shonim al Shnayim. Don't call it Shonim, call it Shnayim. Which refers to these two emotions, Ahava and Yira. Shehuch b'lo ha-mitzvahs. Meaning the mitzvahs there's a double expression by these mitzvahs. Hainu meaning, shekiyum ha-mitzvah tzarech liyas v'shnayim. The observance of the mitzvah needs to be with these two emotions, with the chilu rechimu, with fear and love. Aydei zeh yashleimus the mitzvah. Through this there is shleimus, there is wholeness to a mitzvah. Chim hashkosim milo priya tzitzus tefillin. And the example the Medrash gives, which is Milan Priya Tzitzis and Tefillin, B'chol Eilu Merumas Al Beis Midas Al Alu Ahava V'Yira. These different parts of the mitzvah correspond to these two emotions. Gaminin Gehenim Shisha Chadashim V'Chama V'Shisha Chadashim V'Tzimim. And the concept of Gehenim, 6 months in heat and 6 months in cold. Yes, the vibe that is, we could also explain this way. The purpose of Gehenim is to purify the stains that are on the person's neshama. There are stains that have come about through the emotion of fear, dahinu gevura, which is gevura, shazen neged chama ve'esh, which is represented by heat and fire. The taram, therefore, to purify them, tzarech shish chadash v'chama, one needs 6 months in the heat. Yeshaboy mid zahava, and then there are stains that come from the attribute of love. Dahinu mid zachesed, which is midav chesed, v'him neged tzina u'mayim. That is represented by cold and water. Tzarech l'tahara v'shelag, and they need to be purified by snow. I don't understand exactly how cold comes to chesed. I understand water. Al Yisrael and Kaimanis HaMitzvah Shnayim, by Yisrael that observe the two mitzvahs, the mitzvahs through two, meaning all mitzvahs are performed via half of a year with love and fear. And it's even like Gehenna, we don't need the Einshem of Gehenna. Because we purify ourselves by observing the mitzvahs with the combination of these two emotions. I guess it's a good thing to perform the mitzvahs with these two emotions. Whoever wants to avoid the...
So if you perform the mitzvah only out of one of them, you're still...
That's what it seems like from here. I would have said exactly the opposite. That yira is coldness. A person retracts out of yira.
But it's to compensate. It's the opposite.
Oh, so it's the opposite.
It's just like Avram had to do acts of Gevurah.
But if he has a lacking in yira, so then he's the opposite of coldness. The punishment would be committing connected me to 41. Maybe.
Well, Pia Mavur. So according to what was explained, Tachlis HaShalemus. Right, the goal of perfection, even mizug amidus, is by combining these two emotions. Similar to Hashem created man with their limbs, the person's limbs come in pairs. Hands, legs, eyes. And we have many things that come in pairs. Sitra the Aminim, Sitra the Smalim. And we have the right side and the left side. Shetad Yimin, Shetad Smalim, Asayin Al-Dodi. Obviously, the right side and left side help each other out. They complement each other. Chen Loi Tavi Yisadam Levada. And it's also, the Pasuk says, it's not good for a man to be alone. A man needs to be married. Right, Jeff? Because the male comes from the middle of Chesed, the Isha Midas Agvura. The woman comes from the middle of Gevura. Isha Yiras Hashem, it is all. By the Shnei and Boim told us a bracha. It's only through the two of them together that there can be offspring, and there can be production, and bracha. And that is also the order of Avodas Hashem. As it says in the pasuk referring to the angels that serve Hashem, it says with two wings they cover their face. With two wings they cover their feet. And with two they fly. Meaning, everything was done with these two koiches, beza koiches. They need the two strengths, sitra the chesed, the sitra the gevura, the side of chesed, the side of gevura. Shaychem hen memidus al yonish of Adam. Meaning, these, they have relevance in the most upper character traits of a person, which is represented by shtayim echas aponav, that with two of them they cover their face. Hen memidus al tachtoinus, and even the lower midus, shtayim echas aponav. It is with two that they cover their feet. But and only then, can they ascend with two also, once again, with the two midas. They have a strong foothold, and they will never falter. Rather, the person will add and continue to walk and ascend. This Ardus Viscalus Midas Ahab Yiras Abaza, and the unity and the combining the emotions of love and fear together. Just like this is relevant on the top of all levels by the tzaddikim that stand before Hashem. This is an obligation for every Jew, no matter what level he stands on. For the tchis kol dargin. Even the, as he said before, it refers to the two that cover the face and the two that cover the feet. On the lowest levels as well. This is not something that is above us. It's something that applies in every level. It is one of the foundations of the Torah. The person is obligated to invest all of their strengths to achieve these midas. As we said before, because in their source there is no contradiction, as it would apply by physical concepts. The main fear of Hashem will begin the Yirah v'shalat al koilim is because it's just the understanding that He is, that He reigns over everything, that He is the source of all the world. It's a sense of awe, it's not a fear. Which is the same reason for the Ahava, for the love. Which is also for the same reason that He is the source of all of the world. It is a concept of the sweetness of Hashem's fear. It's a fear that has sweetness. That combines very well with the middle of love.